So Bindu, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm a third year PhD student. I work across two departments mainly, so the Department of Mathematics and Health Sciences. So my research is about modelling and improving the accuracy of clinical prediction models. So these are tools that we use to basically predict the probability of something happening, an event of interest happening to an individual. So this could be a heart attack or, you know, them developing some sort of a disease in the future.
And Jacob?
Hi, so yeah, I'm Jacob. I'm a second year PhD student in the Department of Maths. And my main PhD is looking at the mathematical modelling of antibiotic resistance.
And did you both study for your degrees at the University of Manchester?
Yes. So I did the four-year MMath degree.
Yep, I've been here for 4 years. So I did the BSc in the MMath at the University of Manchester and stayed on. Still loving it.
How cool. Have you enjoyed your time here?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's a really lovely department, and in particular the epidemiology group that I'm in now is a really lovely group. So I'm very happy to still be here.
Four years of maths and still loving maths. That's incredible. That's great.
At this stage, it's more 7 years.
Years of maths. Wow. Who could have thought, though, that partway through your PhD, suddenly the whole world would change seemingly overnight as a result of the coronavirus? How has that change affected your work and your routine?
So I think if anything, I'm a lot busier, and I think everyone that's in epidemiology will say the exact same. In terms of my work and routine, I'm working most days in the hospital, which is where I am currently. And it's kind of my main PhD project has taken something of a backseat to work on COVID. So yeah, it's definitely a busy time.
But unlike a lot of the rest of us, you haven't just been watching Netflix and eating out-of-date Easter eggs. You've actually been working on the front lines, mapping the possible projections of this illness. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, well, I'm certainly behind on Netflix. But yes, so the work that I'm doing in particular is based in the Manchester Foundation Trust hospitals. And we are looking at estimating lengths of stay for patients that come into the hospital, COVID patients. So what that means is we want to know how long are people staying in hospital for, and how long are they particularly staying in an intensive care unit for. And this is something that's really useful for planners, because they want to know how many people are going to be coming in, how long are they going to be here for. And that helps them to know how many beds they're going to need each day and what their capacity is. So I think it's something that's really useful for planning.
Bindu, could you tell us a little bit about the project that you've been working on at the moment?
Yes. So the main thing that we've been looking at is length of stay periods within the hospital, like the hospital. And because there are many hospitalisation pathways that an individual can take when, you know, they present with symptoms of COVID, and we don't quite understand how this, well, what we're trying to do is understand how this impacts resources within hospitals. And one of the ways to do that is to look at bed occupancy. And we do that by trying to figure out like length of stay of these different individuals who have these different pathways, to try and give a better understanding and to provide the hospital with a way of planning strategically for, you know, maybe looking a week or two into the future, what they should expect in terms of cases, in terms of patients moving throughout the hospital, etc.
And are you seeing that information make a difference in the way that patients are admitted to and then travel through the hospital process?
We've been told that it's helped from a planning perspective, and how, you know, the hospital is sort of like allocating resources, etc. Because, you know, they usually do this just by clinicians eyeballing numbers, which is a fantastic way to do it because they understand, you know, the dynamics of a hospital. But we're just, you know, hoping to make it slightly more data driven and add some robustness to the way that things are usually done at the hospital.
So this is something that could help hospitals after we hopefully say good riddance to COVID-19. It could continue to be helpful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, we're hoping that being in the hospital is going to be a longer term relationship than just the COVID situation. Yeah, we're definitely hoping to take this forward into the future.
How has your knowledge of antibiotic resistance helped with the situation that you find yourself in at the moment and the project you've been working on?
So I think it's quite a different scenario. Definitely both involve kind of, they both have at their core epidemiology and the understanding of how diseases spread. So I think all of us, particularly PhDs in the epidemiology group, we all have a sort of understanding of how diseases spread that kind of feeds into all of our projects. In terms of antibiotic resistance, I hope the relationship might go the other way, actually. I think the experience that I gain from working on COVID and working on hospital data in particular will help me going forward in my project with antibiotic resistance, because we might be interested in doing similar work, but trying to understand how antibiotic resistant pathogens spread in a hospital and what the dynamics are there. So as I say, this is kind of relationship that we want to see going forward, and it would be really interesting to continue to work with the hospital looking at antibiotic resistance as well.
So with everything that's going on, has this altered your hopes and ambitions for the future?
Not at all, I would say. I mean, I guess the PhD is kind of on hold for a small period of time, but if anything, I feel as though in terms of the research that we're able to do, it's just enhancing, well, for me anyway, it's enhancing my abilities as a researcher. And when I actually go back to the PhD, I think it's going to just make me a better researcher. In terms of any other plan, I mean, the only plans I've really had for the future are get through the PhD, so.
Okay, yeah. And how about you, Jacob?
I would say it's made me more sure of what I want to do. So I have for a long time wanted to stay in research for as long as I can, and we'll see how the PhD goes, but I hope it stays that way and I can continue to do research after my PhD. And I think this experience has really strengthened that, because I've seen how important public health is, how important all of this modelling is, and how it directly feeds into decisions that are made at a government level. And thinking about COVID compared to antibiotic resistance, you know, antibiotic resistance is another thing that they talk about as this big, big looming public health emergency. So to be involved with planning and preparation and modelling for antibiotic resistance is something that I would be really, really interested in. So I think this experience is something that I will directly carry through into hopefully whatever future career I go into.
Well, hopefully after COVID, we won't see one of these new antibiotic resistant superbugs appearing too soon. I think we could all do with a bit of a break.